Sorry, not technological. Okay. I had a passage from Ecclesiastes 4 that I'm sure you all know very well. Two are better than one, because they have a good return for their labor. If either of them falls down, one can help the other up. But pity anyone who falls and has no one to help him up. Also, if two lie down together, they will keep warm. But how can one keep warm alone? Though one may be overpowered, two can defend themselves. A cord of three strands is not quickly broken. I just felt that the Lord wanted to tell us this is the reason why I have called you to be in a covenant community, because you need brothers and sisters to help you run the race. And I just felt the Lord inviting us not to try and run the race to get there first, but actually to run the race looking at our right and at our left, and to see, is anybody falling down that needs lifting up? Is there anybody looking tired that need a little bit of a pulling of an energy, or people waiting for them? And I was reminded of a picture that I think it was one of the sisters, but I can't remember who, had a few years back, of us climbing up this mountain holding hands and really trying to help each other up. And I think that's what the Lord wants us to do in community, really to help each other run the race together.
Sorry. This morning, I woke up very early, and I thought, oh dear. So I sneaked out of my room, and I thought I'd take this time to pray. And I opened the app, and it said, "For I am the Lord, your God, who takes hold of your right hand and says to you, do not fear, I will help you." And then, this is Isaiah 41. And then I read a bit before that. And I was reminded when praying now in the prayer meeting that about this passage, and I thought maybe it's something for all of us. I, the Lord, with the first of them and with the last, I am He. The islands have seen it and fear. The ends of the earth tremble. And they approach and come forward, and they help each other and say to their companions, be strong. And I was really struck by the they help their companions and they say, be strong. I think this is for us as a community. Thank you.
On a reminder of God's covenant, we are in covenant with each other. We're in covenant with Him. Our covenant love with the Lord and with each other is really important. As we leave this place today, let's remember Him as the promise keeper. Let's remember His covenant love to us, and let's live out that covenant love with each other in our lives, giving, loving, serving, caring. Let's do that with each other. Rebecca's got a set of words on the Sabbath, which is the last set of words, and then I'll finish with a couple of announcements, and then we can go to lunch. Rebecca.
So, Kiria, do you want to pop up here for a second, if you want to? So I'd just say that there was a couple. John Banks just had, "Do not despise the day of the Lord," which is about the Sabbath. And Heather had a sense, almost a testimony, which maybe she could give us another time, but about keeping the Sabbath and how that's what gives us our energy for the week. And she felt like the Lord was particularly saying to young professionals, married or single, the way to protect yourself in today's world, working world, is to keep the Sabbath. That's the only way that you're going to survive. about a protection from God for you by keeping the Sabbath. And then Kiria had a sort of a sense of direction for the next week for us as a community, which I think is really important.
Thank you. Okay. First of all, during the prayer meeting, I felt that we should have a significant time of praying in tongues. And then one of our brothers started praying in tongues, singing in tongues. So that was the Lord. I had a picture of Britain. I had a picture of Britain today, like from above, looking down on Britain, and all the churches of this kingdom, and the light coming out from all the church buildings scattered from north to south, east to west of this kingdom. And then there was us near Wellingborough, and we were praying and seeking God's glory. And the word "the remnant" came up again, which that word "remnant" has been with me for a long time. And then this weekend, another brother said it to me. I can't remember who it was now, but somebody said to me, "The remnant." It's like the Christians of this country. We are the remnant now, and we have to hold our ground. Be desperate for the Lord. I felt the Lord was saying, be desperate for him. But that's not in a negative way. Like, I have never felt so desperate for the Lord in my whole life as I am at the moment. I've never felt closer to the Lord either in my whole life as I am at the moment. But there's a be desperate for the Lord. Be mindful. Be mindful as we go about all the things we need to do. Pray in tongues. Be mindful and pray in tongues. Like, sometimes we don't have the words that we need. We want to say, we don't have the words in our own language. So pray in tongues. Even in the night, many of us get up to go to the loo in the night. Use that time to pray in tongues, to listen to the Lord, to ask him. He often puts people on my heart in my frequent trips to the loo in the night. This next week, I feel, is going to be quite significant. This next week, I don't know why, but I feel, as we go home this afternoon and we're back into our schedules tomorrow, I think next week is going to be significant. I think as a community, there's going to be significant things that happen next week. And I also felt that we should attempt to do some fasting for those of us who are able. And that doesn't mean necessarily fasting from food. The Lord might place it on our hearts to fast from something else during this week, but it would be good for us to seek his face and to ask him what he would like us to fast for, because it's like the expression, we cannot render praise to the Lord that costs us nothing. You know, when we fast, it means we mean business. God bless you, and thank you so much. I just thank you so much for this wonderful weekend. Amen.